So kind of the thing that brings us together today that we'd like to bring up, I know it's been kind of word's been on the street a little bit about it. So we did officially get approved for the Jefferson County Roads Maintenance Program. So really the pros of that, the county, we would still own the road. They're still our road, but then the county would then take over as far as the maintenance is concerned. So they would come through on a regular basis. They would look at the roads, look at conditions, address any repairs that are needed. From what we understand, what we've been told thus far is that they replace it for like, what do you want to say, like cement for cement, asphalt. If we were asphalt, it would be asphalt for asphalt. So from what we understand, all these asphalt patches that are out on the roads right now, those would come out and they're going to make the, they're going to repair those with cement. Because that's what our primary road surface is cement. This does not raise taxes for us. This does not raise any rates for us, anything like that. This is part, Natalie, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it like a grant or something that they get for this program?
Yes, it is. And they say that you know, like they're not going to catch every problem that we see in the street. So anytime that anybody does see something and they do these repairs and we're not satisfied, you just have to submit a request and they'll be able to take care of it too, which is really easy. You can do that online.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a lot of subdivisions that have it in Arnold. I was telling Andrew about one of them and we both drove through there and they do a fantastic job on maintaining it and they're very timely with their response of getting out here. So it just is a win-win situation for all of us. Plus we'll be saving so much money. I mean, if we calculated all the funds that we've spent in the past 10 years on the roads, I mean, that's how much we'll just have now in our, you know, budget.
Okay. So yeah, that's something to be looking forward to. And then because with all of this, where one of the holdup has been in the past is that I can't quite speak to it completely, but what has to happen is our roads in our plat, that our roads are dedicated as private roads. We had to get a stipulation changed through the county. They did all this for us that our roads are now dedicated for public use. They're still our roads. It just basically opens the roads up a little bit. So now it leads, like the one thing I know that I've heard about is that it now allows for policing, a little bit better policing as well, because we don't have private road. Our roads, they're still our roads, but they it allows a few extra things as far as that goes as well. So it was a stipulation in there that we had to get changed again at the county took care of it. But it's a stipulation that says now our roads are dedicated for public use. It's in the paperwork that we've received. We as the trustees have to get that signed off. We have to sign that. So basically, long story short, We really think that this is a good move for the subdivision. I guess one thing we didn't touch on is snow plowing. They do have the ability to come snow plow for us. We don't have to use Jefferson County. We can still stay private if we want. We can still pay for our own snow plowing. But they do have five trucks, I believe.
Four
trucks that are dedicated for the homeowners associations, for all the neighborhoods that are part of this program, that they do come around and plow the roads for us. Those four trucks are dedicated for just this program, and they go around and that's their responsibility to do that. But there's no guarantee on time.
How many other neighborhoods?
Yeah.
The HOAs that belong to
we I know I've heard of it at least, you know, 5-10. So, I mean, we're just going to be another one. Natalie, did we ever get was there ever a number of how many homes how many neighborhoods are part of this program?
No, that question hasn't come up yet, but if you go to the Jefferson County Public Works, there's actually a whole bunch of articles on there, and I think they list a lot of the HOAs that are part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like public, you can just Google. And I also want to add in that when we do change our streets over, like before, you know, cops couldn't monitor speed and things like that since they were private, but now we're able to do that. And I know a lot of people speed in this neighborhood.
Yes. So that is something that will be an option now. We, you know, they can come in and we can request additional patrol, potentially things like that. So.
No plowing, all or nothing.
Like we have to do it or we don't, you mean? Or
like, well, meaning that if we choose to, let's say, we can't double up on it. Right?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe.
Like, let's say they weren't going to be able to get out relatively good, and then we have our guy who does a great job, and he does get out there.
Uh huh.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, is there a conflict there where we can't have both of them on call, and just so happens one gets to it and the other doesn't? Or
I don't know that question's ever come up. That's a good question. Kind of why we wanted to bring this up to people with maybe things that we hadn't thought of. I would assume if you're going to tell them to do it, we're just going to have them do it.
Right.
Because if they come out and the roads are already plowed, then we've kind of wasted their time.
Right.
So.
And I was just concerned that, you know, if it snows a lot, if you take 2 days to get to us, then I don't know.
I feel like we've done such a great job.
We have. And that's
so thankful for that.
Yeah.
But
and that's why we wanted to make that clear that we can still stay private with the snow plow.
Not having to come up with a special assessment for roads.
Yes.
We may want to go ahead and keep ours clean.
Did they ever say if we would get reimbursed for that?
Huh?
Did we ever find out if they would reimburse us for that?
We have not heard anything different on that. If there was some type of reimbursement, but I mean, if we get the approval for all this, we can definitely ask that as one of the things.
Or if you can get in touch with another HOA associate to just ask for some feedback as far as how quick are these guys? Yeah. You know, are they usually, you know, as good as, you know, or do they usually kind of have it behind a day or so?
Yeah. Okay.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Why don't you, right, since I can't hear everybody that well, why don't you start writing down some of these questions, and whatever questions that the homeowners have, I can ask Public Works, and then we can put something on Facebook and email them. I want to make sure I'm answering everyone's questions correctly.
Sure. Did we get that question answered? Question written down? We wrote that down. Okay, so contact Public Works. So that question, the kind of the bang question right now is contact Public Works about how quick that we could potentially expect them, and what's the kind of the turnaround if they can give us something like that.
Mentioned asking the other
The other neighborhoods what their turnaround has been.
Potentially.
What type of like snow melt do they use?
Oh, do they use like salt or some
cinders? Because I've seen some companies just come through and throw cinders down. And, I mean, that's an old fashioned thing.
Okay.
There are still people that do that here in Jefferson.
Okay. Yep. So yeah, we can ask that. That question is do the what kind of application do they use in the winter time? I think if we do this, I think what we would do, and this shouldn't be something that would hold us up from going to the program. I think what we can do is join the program, and then we just that first year we just, you know, say we're gonna, you know, not participate in the winter plowing program or whatever it is that first winter. That would give us a little bit more time to.
Don't we already have a commitment made to a plowing service?
Yes, yeah, because we're committed through this winter with the plowing service. So
that makes.
So we can. So this would give us at least till next winter to then kind of decide. What we need or what we want to do as far as the wind farm. They did provide a lot of questions. If you look online at the full packet, there is a lot of questions and answers on there. And again, like Natalie said, if you go to jeffcomo.org, then select road maintenance issues under the hot topics. So they in the Jefferson County website, there is more information, links, things like that about the road program.
Does that program end? Is that like the administration program or?
So the question is this like an administration program or is there, we haven't heard anything about an end to the program in the near future, right?
No, because once we sign all of the documents and we get them recorded with Jefferson County, I mean, that's it.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. So no, nothing we've heard of right now. Yeah. I think somewhere I read or somewhere I heard, it's kind of like through a grant, through the state of, in a roundabout way where they're getting the funding through the state and then that's how it helps the program. So, but the big thing that we have to benefit from this is even in our roads, they could be a lot worse. Yes, we have some bad spots on the road. We have bad patches, but we're approved. We're still approved. They did come back around. They double checked and said, yeah, you're still approved for this. So now it comes down to we need to get signatures, a signature from every lot. So to minimize passing around papers and pens and things like that, I'll pass this around at the end here for those homes that, you know, you guys want to sign off. We were trying to get as many people as we can here at this meeting. Those of you that are online, you know, we've jotted your guys' name down in hopes that you guys are willing to approve this program as well. And we'll come around to those homes. We know we're going to have to probably go around and get signatures as well. One of the signatures we do have to get is the home on the corner of Kleinschmidt just before the stop sign. We have, because that road feeds her driveway, even though she is not one of our residents, is part of our HOA, they are requesting that we have to get her signature of approval as well. So
hey, Andy,
somewhere around there. Yeah, was there a question online?
Yes, this is Kevin.
Kevin Griffin, how are you, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're doing all right.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
My question is, if let's just say that we all vote for, what's that? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. My question is, if everyone votes and this goes through, in the future, if we're dissatisfied, are we able to opt out of this?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the question that Kevin is asking is there a way for us to opt out of this? Yes. Natalie, can you speak to that as far as you know?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know the answer to that because I don't know how.
I saw it in the paperwork here. Hang on just a second. Somewhere in here. I should have prepared myself for that, guys. Sorry.
We should probably ask Dan how that works from Public Works if we did want to opt out, like what we would have to go through in order to do that. Like, would we have to get signatures again? What would it require from us, the owners? Like, that would be a good question for him to answer directly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I read it. I read it somewhere. But yes, it's basically if we want to opt out, we just tell them and then roads come back over to us. I did read that, but we can double check on that for you, Kevin, and get clarification and shoot you an email or make a post. I think what we'll probably do with this is we wrote down all the questions. We can make a couple of posts on this. Is it in there? Yeah, there it was. I knew I saw it somewhere. Oh, here it is. If for some reason the subdivision would choose to resume maintenance on its own, what would be the procedure? The maintenance agreement will provide a quote opt-out option for both parties, which will define how each party can void the agreement. So right there, right in their answers, is the answer to that question. So there is an opt-out clause.
Thank you.
If Jefferson County, the maintenance agreement will provide an opt-out option for both parties, that for both parties, which will define how each party can avoid the agreement. So yes, that's what it sounds like to me. So.
And the main reason for asking that is if there are people on the fence, having what those kind of guidelines are could help people feel more comfortable.
Yeah, did everybody hear that? So kind of the reason for that question is if there's people on the fence, if we should be doing this or not, we do have an opt-out. We will have an opt-out clause as part of this. If we get into the program and it just is a complete disaster, we do have the ability to opt out and void that agreement. So that's kind of the reason behind that. Okay, good. Any other questions?
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
Kind of stupid question, but as far as like the street lighting and all of that, so will Jefferson County only be responsible, whatever you want to call it, for just like the street repairs itself?
Or for the street.
Include, like,
no, the street lights are still ours. The sewers are still ours.
What about like stop signs? What about like those types of things?
Those are still on us. Okay. That's all on us still. That's all on us still. So that's where we will need funds for those. Getting the fire lanes still put in, things like that. They are strictly coming in and addressing the roads itself.
Gotcha.
The roads itself.
And they won't allow speed bumps, I'm guessing.
They what?
They won't allow speed bumps, I'm guessing.
Good question. I literally was thinking about that as I was driving here, you know.
Stop signs
they'll allow for. I mean, there are roads. We can, as long as we're doing it the proper way, they will allow for that. But yeah, I thought about that this morning. I don't know that we ever really have confirmed, you know, because again, there still are roads.
Right.
There still are roads. So I don't know that.
It might interfere with the maintenance.
It possibly could interfere with the maintenance as far as the speed humps are concerned. Maintenance of all traffic control signs and pavement markings.
That's a list of things that they do.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe we're still like we still will put the stop sign in, but they'll maintain them. Is that what it's saying?
Right. Like if a stop sign, you can't see it anymore, or something like that, or someone hits it, they would replace it.
Okay.
If there was pavement markings that were worn out, they would repaint them. You know what I mean? Anything that's involved with that, they would maintain.
Yes. Anything that's already there, they'll maintain as well.
It's too good to be true. Like, what is the con of me? I'm like,
exactly.
Why would anyone say no to this?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just speaking on my bit,
and that's what we've been. That's exactly what we've been trying to find. We've been trying to find where is the hidden item that we're missing, and we haven't been able to find it yet. So, this sounds like honestly a no brainer for the subdivision with the repairs that we need done. And they will take over and address a lot of that.
And you guys have talked to at least one subdivision, like
yes, we've driven.
Say, hey guys, are you really legitimately?
Yes, yeah, and we've driven through those subdivisions, and they're good. And again, you know, they're not going to come in and they're not going to fix all the roads in one fell swoop.
Of course,
this is going to be over the next handful of years for them to fully address all of it. So it's going to take time, but I think our first step is get into the program. And the sooner we can get into the program, the sooner we can start getting them in to start addressing some of these needs that we have.
What's this brochure on their
website? Yes, this brochure should be on their website.
Is that exactly what you said, as being too good to be true? It's like in black and white on their website, the brochure that is on their website. It has bullet points of everything that they do and everything that we've been talking about.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Are there any other questions as far as that goes? That's kind of what we need. So if there's no questions, those that are online, I have Griffin's, I have Weber's, Caitlin and Melissa Roberts. Heather, who is Heather that's online? Maybe. I would say we're trying to write names down so we can maybe come to those homes and get signatures, because again, we know we're going to have to go around and get signatures. So so for those that are online, I've got you guys written down. For those that are here on site, when you have the sheet, that's the petition to the county council, please make sure, like it says, it needs printed name, it needs signature, it needs your address, and if you know your lot number, you can put that down. If not, we can reference your lot number. We can write that down on there if you leave us a space, okay? We can, so we will pass this around, and there's a sign-in sheet, and then there's the petition, okay? So that we're going to minimize the passing around of the sheet and the pen. You got a pen you can provide for them. Okay. So that's honestly what we need to address with you guys. We have some executive stuff to do. Again, we're trying to get the funds, get everything in order. Obviously, this is what we kind of been doing behind the scenes. I know that, like I said earlier, I know there's been